Okay.
Und ich habe mit deinem Unternehmen Kontakt bekommen, für die das Fitness anbietet.
Okay.
Für Begleiter, für mich sind die Begleiter im Internet, ein Internet, im Unternehmen weiterhin adaptiert, weil die Remote Control schon hier und die User von den Telefonie. Und ich freue mich schon sehr auf die Menschen. Designer.
Yeah,
You know,
all right. So,
one is the white board.
well, I have a PowerPoint presentation stored in my personal folder, so I think you can reach it from here.
Just like Explorer or open participant
Participant
presentation.
two. Yeah. Open.
It's happening.
All right, so I will talk about the working design
Lecture, use lecture, no.
and well, I will present my first idea on how to build the our new remote control for television. So can you go one page down, please? So I think the first things to do is to define the hardware components needed to achieve what we want to do. So I'll do a survey about what is available on the market and what is the cheapest possible things we can use. Then I will try with the technical team to build a prototype and to see with how this little box would look like, and how and we can start troubleshooting first communication problems or things like that. And when we are ready with this first prototype, I think we can add some software functionalities on a programmable chip, like browsing by content or things like that. Okay, so can you go down? So what I think for now is we don't want to have a remote control which is wired. So I think we can use a battery for the alimentation. Then two programmable chips for both software functionalities and communication. And the communication with the TV set is made through infrared communication. So this is the schema of the future remote control. So you can see the components, battery, and the two chips goes to the infrared connection through the TV set.
The other chip for the one on top.
The one on top is for well,
The middle chip.
the functionalities, and the red, sorry, the green one is to, well, putting things together, transform the data
Format.
into the format to the
Okay.
protocol to communicate with the TV set.
Okay.
And that's it. I think we should use a FPGA for for the functionalities, which is easy
What is FPGA?
it's field programmable something
Gateway
array.
arrays.
Yeah.
It's a field programmable gateway arrays.
So was it, how is it different from the Bluetooth?
Well, FPGA is just a chip. You can
Okay,
add pr
no.
program it with whatever you want.
Okay.
And well, the Bluetooth chip is just responsible to make the communication between the two devices.
So these are the, they have to work together, or do they have to work together
No.
or two separate
Well,
choice?
the FPGA will produce the data to send.
Okay.
Or it's something like, it's a hardware, the first one, and the second one is for the
it's a
software.
software part.
Yeah,
Yeah.
to
Okay.
make it run. That's
Okay.
it.
Okay. So you can control your notebook if you want,
Yeah.
right?
All right, and that's it for the working design. So if you have any questions.
Okay, and how about the battery power? You mean that battery will be somewhere there and the remote control, the power to the battery comes through infrared?
No, I think we have to have embedded batteries in
Into
the
the
yeah into the to
more compact
yeah
and
yeah
okay.
and I don't think it will need very much power to make it run, so
Okay.
You can put it on a charger when you
yeah,
don't need to use it.
it's a good idea.
Yeah, just like having a charger rather than putting a battery cell, it's always people don't like it to buy the batteries when they run out. You just make a small charger and put it.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Because you're using Bluetooth, if some people have PDA, they can use their PDA to control the TV if they want to.
Also, but
I don't know. We can't really
I think
control.
the goal is to sell our
Yeah,
remote
we don't want to give you
control.
PDA.
Okay, so charger for alimentation is the key.
Since my
Mine.
Oh.
But you can find, no?
Yeah, this is your
Okay, no problem. Let's move to user interface design.
So you can open the tree. So I'm working on the technical functions design. Let's show the next slide. So the purpose is to find the important question to ask is what effect should the apparatus have? So I found on the web Yeah, I spent a lot of time searching. And I found that the function of remote control is to send messages to television set. For example, switch on, switch off, switch the next channel, and so on and so on. So I found two very good prototypes for this interface from our competitors. So can you?
This unusual functionality.
Ours is a bit different. So these are two examples. One is from OPG, the other one is from Engineering Central. This is the most competing prototypes I found. But then I found if you look, you see on the left one, there are too many buttons.
And they are small.
Yeah. On the right, I tried to play with. The problem is that if I have 100 channels, I have to choose. Press the other button to choose the 100 channels, and I have to compose the number, so it's very lousy.
Of course.
So you move to the next one. Yeah, so I talk about the problem, and then I look at the user manual, they are 100 pages thick, so we don't want that. So I propose an easy to use prototype. You can navigate on TV screen, and we can pre-filter users' preference. And we need to have the TV connected to the internet. So we have in order to access the TV programs by XML. And we need some to do some pre-processing. From the technical aspect, the processing should be done on the TV set than on the remote controller, right? And then the speech recognition, as Harry says, we may just put in, we make KIV.
What do you mean by the pre-processing will be done on the TV?
Yeah, all the processing is done. The TV is a computer, it has some processing power there.
So we have
Do we
to
need a specific TV or?
We have to sell
can use
a
this.
TV with the remote control
Yeah, because I just want remote
Yeah, I
controller.
think
Yeah.
so.
I
Not
think
really. There is some responsibility.
there is a technology like ShowView,
Yeah.
who is already available on most of the TV set, on recorders or thing like that, and we can try to get this information
Okay.
onto the remote control
Yeah.
to do the
Yeah.
processing on the remote control,
Yeah.
because
Okay. So we do processing on the remote controller.
yeah.
So it can be used in any TV, any conventional TV set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speech automation.
Yeah, that's all. The next one. So I come up with a simple design, just keep the navigation button.
Yes, that's a good idea. I think we don't need really much buttons to if we have a screen to navigate on the TV. So,
Yeah.
well, four or five buttons, it's
Yeah.
sufficient.
Yeah.
It's easy to build. It
Okay.
does not consume much power.
Okay, that's all.
But you have a catch there. Assume that if you want to go to, if you're watching channel 2 and if you want to go to channel 99, then.
Well, then you go to the main menu and you have go to channel, and then you
No, because you
can.
choose by channel, so.
Yeah,
Uh-huh.
maybe
Choose
you.
by TV program, so you don't have 100 channels to choose from. If you
Well,
go by channel, you don't have to do that.
but
But
I think he said if you want to make a well a big jump
a big
in
jump,
talks,
yeah,
but
that's right.
well you have to have a device when you could
A mouse or.
well, not a mouse, but something that says more clearly that right, left, up, down. Well,
Okay.
to have the ability to write something to the navigator, maybe directly. So we can think of buttons like in the telephone to send messages or things like that. But
How
we'll
big
see.
is this channel, this remote?
It's going to be small.
Yeah, of course.
It's too small that it goes under the sofa and we can't find
Yeah. So your beep, if you want to find it, you just shout. It just has to respond to you when you look for the device.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know how, but.
You just give it a name and we call him.
And they respond to you. I'm there.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so next presentation.
Hi. Okay, after having the inputs from industrial design and user interface, I think most of the points which I want to are already covered here. And to find the most interesting features, what the users would be interested, then what we have done is we have put a feedback forms in all the magazines, and the users send the feedbacks, and based on that, these are the findings which we got. And yeah, adding up a speech interface is always good for a TV remote, but the technology, we already know that
Well,
it's quite stable.
I think it will be yes, a bit complicated to make a speech recognizer runs on the small
It has to be seen how feasible it is.
But I think if you just want to recognize numbers, it's a well-studied problem. If you just recognize numbers, it's a limited. You have limited
Oh, we can put
vocabulary.
a limited vocabulary as in the mobile phones.
Yeah.
We just have the.
And this can allow to choose the program, for instance, without adding buttons.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea.
It's not going to take much space also. It's going to be very slim.
Well.
And next one was the size of the remote control. It has to be, of course, a very slim and small one. And of course, most of the people are interested in if it's less expensive. So this is an important criteria here, of
But
course.
do you think what they suggested is
I mean, we have to look for the trade-off, the features and the cost.
I think that if we go for quality, people may tolerate for high quality, and of course comes with reasonable cost. Maybe not less, but they may be willing to pay
a little bit more.
Yeah.
A little bit more for
with extra features.
Yeah, extra features.
Yeah, speech is an important extra feature, I think.
Is it useful or not?
Well,
I mean, for a lazy guy, they could just say 9 channels or just say movie name. I don't go for movie names, but only for the numbers on the channel or volume up, volume down, brightness, contrast. So I think that should be a good idea to put these features. And the fourth one was the teletext in various languages.
Well, we just have to find a mean how to add a microphone or a microphone into the remote control. So
I think
it will be all right.
What is the teletext?
If it's necessary, you can do that. You can integrate small microphone.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think adaptive options.
Yeah, as discussed in the earlier meeting,
the new requirements, I think
not much people are really interested in this one. If it's not really
it
required.
It is interesting, but we're only concerned with the remote controller.
Mm.
So you need special TV sets to do that, or it's done via this remote controller. It's very complex.
Yeah. I think it's a bit complex too.
It's for the industrial design and users, interface designers to decide if it's going to be working or not.
For our next product, our new TV set with automatical sound adjustment, light condition.
But maybe not in this project.
I discussed that 4 points would be good for marketing. The speech interface and the less reasonable cost, and the lighting adaptation and the teletext. And regarding the teletext, these are the text information which you got on the televisions.
Okay.
If you're watching a foreign movie, you get in subtitles sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And if you are a French guy watching an English movie, you would like to have it in French. And if I'm a German, then I would like to have my options in German. So the remote, it should have some
function.
Should give me some flexibility of choosing the languages. That should be a good point.
Yeah, but what about the new project's requirements? I think we should give up with teletext. No. Yes. Well, so maybe we can already think about a way to access the internet via the television.
Mm.
Because if
using the TV to access the internet, I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, but we can think that in a few years there will be TV set that can access the internet.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea if we think about how to build up our remote control with this functionality which will come in a few years. So if we already have it in our remote control,
market demand.
Yeah, to design, well, not to implement it, but to find a way to add this functionality in an easy manner, if it's possible.
Yeah. Because all the TV sets will be digital, right? All the programs, everything will be digital, then analog. The system will change, and we have to anticipate for those changes.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.